CGH, about your health radio program, and speaking with us today, Pat Ziegler. She's an RN. CGH Cardiac Rehab is located in the lower level at the CGH main clinic on Lynn Boulevard, and she's here to talk about CGH cardiology, and it's February, and that means it's Heart Month at CGH Medical Center. Good morning, Pat. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you.
And, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been with CGH for over 40 years. I started there in 1980. Started out as a perioperative nurse working in surgery. And about 2 years ago, I went out to cardiac rehab. It was to fill in for a maternity leave, and I'm still there now. So as far as my education, I am a diploma grad. I graduated from Rockford Memorial School of Nursing in 1980.
And of course, perfect timing, Valentine's Day coming up. February is Heart Month. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
The American Heart Association sponsors American Heart Month every February, and this is to raise awareness about preventing heart disease. Heart disease is the leading cause of deaths in men and women across the United States. The good news, heart disease is oftentimes preventable. Furthermore, even if you're already diagnosed with a heart problem or a certain heart condition, quality of life and overall outcomes can be modified and improved by making healthy choices. And we want to educate the public on what these healthy choices can be. We also, along with that, want to educate people on treatment and early heart attack care.
And what does early heart attack care involve?
Early heart attack care, which we kind of call EHAC, E-H-A-C, obviously, involves educating the public on signs and symptoms of impending cardiac events and stressing the importance of seeking care. Early detection and treatment of heart attack decreases the amount of damage to the heart muscle, thus providing for a better outcome. And so we try to get out there to the people, the public, staff, whatever. What are these symptoms people should be looking at? Obviously, the first is chest pain. Everybody knows about chest pain, complaining that there's an elephant on their chest. It might be a toothache or jaw pain. They might complain of back pain or pain traveling down one or both arms. Sometimes patients feel like they have palpitations or skipped heartbeats, shortness of breath, feeling lightheaded, indigestion or nausea, feeling sick to their stomach, being excessively fatigued or tired, anxious, or having beads of perspiration and excessive sweating. And these symptoms sometimes will show up when patients are not doing anything, maybe at rest, or they're just starting some type of physical activity. But if you or somebody you know are experiencing this, they need to seek immediate treatment.
Well, I was, backtrack a little, I was a little surprised at the toothache or jaw pain associated with that.
Yes, and that's a lot of people that, it's not, you wouldn't think it's a typical symptom. It's a very atypical symptom, but people do complain of that. And I don't know if it's just from the lack of the blood flow to the heart. You know, it's cutting the chest, it's the muscles, and it's the pain is radiating, wow, you know, to the different areas. So that includes also, like we said, with the arms, the back, but the jaw and the toothache.
Now, when should you see someone in cardiology?
First of all, cardiology consults are typically common. Patients will get referred by their primary care if they're exhibiting some of these symptoms or if they have risk factors, such as a history of smoking, abnormal cholesterol levels, you know your numbers, high blood pressure, diabetes, or strong family history of heart disease.
And there's got to be ways to prevent heart disease.
Yeah, there is, definitely. First of all, eating a heart-healthy diet. People are so used to salting everything, but they need to explore other avenues. Flavoring, seasoning their food with other spices. Portion control, look at what you're eating. Decrease the saturated fats and sugars in your diet, and increasing fiber in your diet. Increased fiber helps decrease your cholesterol levels by eating and digestion, and so the food's not sitting around there longer to cause the plaque to build up. Another thing is regular physical activity, exercising, even if it's going out and walking around the block every day. If you're a smoker, quitting smoking, obviously. Knowing your numbers, you know, getting control over your cholesterol. Keeping an eye on your blood pressure, making sure that your blood pressure is within normal limits.
Knowing your numbers, a lot of people kind of don't know much about the numbers.
The numbers typically, when you get your lipids, what they call lipids checked, it's your cholesterol, your HDL and your LDL, which is your good and your bad cholesterol, and your triglycerides. And there's certain ranges that you want them to keep in. I personally, I don't have them memorized, I'll be honest.
Right.
I typically, when I admit a patient, I will look at what are their numbers, what are the ranges, and educate my patients on that. And I also, as part of our education, when I get on, move on to cardiac rehab here in a minute, I will give them a list. When you get your results, here's what the ranges are supposed to be. This is what you're shooting for your cholesterol numbers, lipids.
And how does a CGH stand out?
We're equipped to provide exemplary patient care for patients diagnosed with heart disease. This includes a team approach involving pre-hospital, the emergency room, lab, cath lab, critical care unit, and all of our nursing units. And this is to help in the diagnosis and treatment of heart patients. CGH is accredited by the American College of Cardiology as a chest pain center, and we have been accredited for 3 years. This accreditation demonstrates that CGH is dedicated to monitoring the processes for improvement and to provide our patients with heart problems the best possible care.
And what is the CGH cath lab?
Okay, CGH cath lab. It's a It's a state-of-the-art cardiology cath lab where patients presenting with signs and symptoms of heart problems, chest pain, whatever, have an angiogram. They start with that. An angiogram is where dye is injected into the coronary arteries, and they determine, then put under x-ray, and to determine if there's any narrowing or any blockages or what damage has been done to the heart. Based on this, then they potentially could have maybe what they call ballooning, where an area is narrowed, they can balloon it to open it up, the coronary arteries, maybe put a stent in if it needs to be more long-term treatment. Or in some cases, maybe refer them because of the complexity of the situation to a larger facility that does more complex stenting and or bypass surgery. Our cath lab is staffed during the day, but there's a call team on 24/7. So there's availability to do a cardiac cath anytime, day or night, weekends, holidays, whatever. And this cath lab team consists of a cardiologist and a combination of nurses and x-ray techs. So they take call, they come in, and our goal with our chest pain accreditation and with CGH is to decrease the amount of time from when you're diagnosed, whether it be out getting picked up by the ambulance, EMS, to when you're getting reperfusion in the cath lab. And those are the numbers that we look at and we monitor with this accreditation. We're constantly trying to improve what we're doing to provide the best possible care for our patients. Because like I said before, the earlier you get this taken care of, the less damage there is to the heart muscle and the better the outcomes are going to be for the patient.
Once again, this is CGH About Your Health radio program. We're visiting today with Pat Ziegler, RN, at the CGH Cardiac Rehab. There I said it. What is CGH Cardiac Rehab?
Cardiac Rehab, which is where I've been working for the last 2 years. Cardiac Rehab involves a doctor ordering rehab for these patients after a heart event, whether it be a heart attack, stenting, open heart surgery. And our patients come to us, we do an assessment, and then we develop an individualized exercise program for them, which is supervised while we're constantly monitoring their heart and their blood pressure. And then we also provide them education on diet, lifestyle changes, risk factor modification. You know, if there's problems with their cholesterol, we're going to teach them ways to deal with that, foods to look at, things like that. And our goal with these sessions is to focus on them staying healthy and prevent future heart problems.
Well, February is Heart Month. Anything happening at CGH?
Sure. One thing, and not only just February, but our dietary department, when they put out the menus for our patients throughout the hospital, there'll be a little red heart by certain menu choices on the menus. And that is to denote that these are heart-healthy foods. So any patient, whether they're in there with heart problems or not, are going to be given that choice to pick heart-healthy foods. The cafeteria has a menu board, and on there are the initials HTP, which is Health Transformation Program. And that, again, is healthier choices for staff and visitors to make when they're eating. are getting their lunches or suppers. And the other thing, the Health Foundation is offering ongoing health education on our Facebook page, including our CGH Growing Healthier program.
Well, I kind of like that, you know, you didn't put the small red heart there, and whether you may not have known about heart-healthy foods, and there's a learning process, too, and you can carry it on after you get discharged and get home.
Exactly, exactly. And it's wonderful. And again, it's a way of early education, which should start, you know, at the time while they're in the hospital, so they can follow through. They realize, hey, this is what's good for me, and maybe this isn't so good. So
isn't that amazing? Guys are great.
We try.
Tell us more about the CGH Health Foundation's Growing Healthier program for the month of February here.
For the month of February. So Dr. Bird, as part of the Growing Healthier speaker series on February 11th, hosted a series. It takes you on a live tour through the CT area, and it gives you a view of a virtual heart check procedure. This heart check is a light-speed CT scanner that produces computerized heart scans that gives the doctor fast, clear pictures of your arteries, and whether it be they're clogged or what's going on with the arteries in the heart. This helps in the diagnosis with chest pain, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and other cardiovascular problems, and enables early detection and more precise treatment of the heart disease. If you're interested in watching the video, go to CGH's Facebook page and click on the tab, video tab, or can go to cghmc.com/growinghealthier.
Just that easy.
Very easy.
Get on there. What heart services does CGH offer on a regular basis?
Well, as I mentioned before, one of the best ways in prevention is to know your numbers. You know, we talked about cholesterol. What are your numbers? The Health Foundation provides a monthly cholesterol and glucose screening. It's $30. Appointments are required and a 12-hour fast prior to the blood draw. You can. This result gives you, though, your total cholesterol, your triglycerides, your good and your bad cholesterol, the HDL and LDL, your blood sugar, the glucose, blood pressure, and other health information. So if you're interested, the next screening is March 16th. You could call Sherry at 625-0400, extension 5716, and she could set you up with an appointment for that day.
Results for total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, HDL, glucose, blood pressure, and health information. That's a lot packed into it.
That's a lot packed in. It's a cheap, very, very reasonably.
It is, just for $30.
Right. And the foundation does a lot of great things like that to help the community and with education and making sure that we are doing things healthier in our area. So.
And, yeah, that next screening coming up March 16th. All you got to do is call Sherry, 815-625-0400, extension 5716, Sherry. And let's see, anything else you want our listeners to know, Pat?
Yes, I've been thinking about this, and over the last year with COVID and everything, wanting people to realize, yes, COVID's very real, but we can't forget the other things out there. Heart disease is very much a real issue in our community and with the nation. And COVID itself can affect the heart, so we have to be aware of what the signs and symptoms are of what are we dealing with? What am I experiencing? And I need to seek treatment. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor because you're afraid of getting COVID. We follow proper protocols at the clinic, at the hospital. Again, I can't stress enough, it's important to seek early treatment because early detection and treatment are key to saving your life or the life of a loved one.
Well, that was one of the things that was always bothering me. It's like somebody, you know, all of a sudden they don't feel good. They just don't feel right. It's like, well, I don't want to go to the hospital and get COVID. It was like, wait a minute, you already have something going on.
Exactly. And people forget that part of it. I did a little research this morning, and COVID itself oftentimes will present with some symptoms like chest pain. Or because it's affecting, the COVID virus is affecting your heart. So again, you need to seek treatment. And the earlier you seek treatment, the less likely there is damage to your heart. And so for a better outcome, go get help.
But with all the PPE and sanitizing in every clean environment, you're not going to go to the hospital and get COVID.
I would hope. I don't think so. No, I agree. And that's early on when I was working at the hospital during the initial parts of the pandemic. I had family members like, ooh, you work at the hospital. I said, I know, I'm probably safer than anybody else out there because have you guys ever seen how I dress when I work? I occasionally help out in CCU and work with COVID patients. And it's a whole nother world there. But yes, I feel very secure and very safe working with the COVID patients and with the general public. And with our patients at rehab, we follow the protocols out there. People are afraid to go to rehab. They're afraid to go anywhere because they're afraid they're going to get it. But we watch, we monitor, we socially distance, we use our mask, our, you know. And that's, I think the important thing is don't be afraid to get help.
And along with, you know, all the cardiology, if you don't feel good, go find out why.
Exactly. Yeah. There must be something going on. Yeah. And if it's nothing, great. But you know, chances are you're going to find out that, hey, I need to get something taken care of.
Well, Pat, we sure learned a lot today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want to schedule an appointment with the CGH Cardiology or for any of the CGH Heart Services, all you have to do is call 815-625-4790. For more information on CGH Cardiac Rehab, go to cghmc.com/cardiac rehab.
Yes.
Thanks again, Pat.
Thank you.
That is your CGH About Your Health radio program for February, and February is Healthy Heart Month.